What Are You Worth? Chapter 2, The Man Who Counted. The Man Who Counted. Daniel studied the old man. Who was he? A retired professor? A former businessman? There was something calm about him, something Daniel had lost a long time ago. Who are you? Daniel asked. The old man smiled. My name is Elias. And the honest answer to who are you is a longer story than you think. Try me. Very well. Elias leaned back. I was a banker for 30 years. I counted other people's money. I was good at it. Very good. And then, one morning, I looked in the mirror and asked myself the same question I just asked you. And what did you answer? Nothing. For a long time, nothing. Elias paused. I realized I had built my whole life out of numbers. My salary. My bonus. My house. My title. And when I tried to remove the numbers, I found nothing underneath. Or so I thought. Daniel felt a cold shiver. This was too familiar. So what did you do? He asked. I stopped counting, Elias said simply. And I started asking better questions. Like what? Like why a man spends his life chasing a number. Why we measure our lives the way we measure a bank account. Daniel looked down at his coffee. The old man was describing him. He was describing his whole life. Money isn't the problem, Elias went on. Money is just a tool. The problem is when we use it as a mirror. We check the number to see if we are winning. If it goes up, we feel worthy. If it goes down, we feel empty. Tell me, do you know that feeling? Daniel didn't answer. He didn't need to. They both knew. He's right, Daniel thought. I check the price 20 times a day. But what am I actually checking? Maybe he wasn't checking his money at all. Maybe he was checking whether he mattered.